I think it's kedai to go back to the sugya of Toyu Vizav and Zvini Zvini. We don't have to chazer the sugya because we spent a lot of time on it. But one of the big sugyas in Cheskes Abatim starts on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis and goes all the way to Daf Mem Tes Amid Aleph. It's known as Rav Huna's Memra of Toyu Vizavin Zvine Zvini. Meaning if somebody is forced to sell something that he really didn't want to sell, Zvine Zvini, the halacha is, the mechira is going to be a mechira. Now the one major caveat that the Gemara said was that it's true, Toyu Vizavin Zvine Zvini, but Toyu Viyav Lehavi Matan. So if somebody's forced to sell something, the mechira is a mechira. But if somebody is forced to gift something to somebody, the matana is not going to be a matana. And the way the Rashbam explained the Gemara is, because why is it Toyu Vizavin Zvine Zvini? The Gemara said, Agav Unse, Gomeru Makna. Being that this person is getting money, he's breaking even on the transaction, even though this was not something that he really wanted to do, but we assume that Agav Unse, Gomeru Makna, that he had the proper Gemir Stas to ultimately sell this thing he didn't want to sell. But if you are forced to give somebody a matana, you're not getting any money in return. And being that you're not getting money in return, so you don't have the same svar of agav unsi gomeru makna, and being that you don't have the same svar of agav unsi gomeru makna, over there, toyu v'yoiv is loy havi matana. So toyu v'zovin is vine zvini, but toyu v'yoiv, said the Gemara, is loy havi matana. What's the difference? In one case, you're getting the money. In the other case, you are not getting the money. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishos, this is Perek Dala Alocha Aleph, says, Ein ha'isha miskadeshes elo lirtzoyna. A woman can only be miskadeshes if she agrees to be miskadeshes. V'amekadesh isha bal karcha ein ha'mekudeshes. And if somebody forces a woman to marry him, ein ha'mekudeshes to kedushin znacha. Stating that, says the Rambam, Avol ha'ish she'onsu. If a man was forced to go be Mekadesh and Isha when he didn't want to, there the Kedushin is going to be Chal. So the Rambam says that if people force a woman to marry a man, the Kedushin is not Chal. Eino Isha Miskadeshes Elo Lertzoyin. But let's say a man was forced to be Mekadosh Ish, an Isha that he didn't really want to marry. So then the halacha is the Kedushin is going to be chal. Says the Ravid one line. Omer Avram, for who sheyoy meroitzani. This that the Rambam says, that if a man is forced to marry a woman that he didn't want to marry, the kedushin's chal, it's only but tonight that he says the magic words roitzani. But if he doesn't say the magic words roitzani, in that case, the halacha is that if he was forced into being mekadosh, the kedushin's not going to be chal. So again, let's get this clear. If a woman is forced into marriage, because Eino Isha Miskadeshes says the Rambam Elo Lirtzoyna. But if a man is forced into marriage, Harezu Mikudeshes. Zok the Ravid, for who Sheyoy Meroitzani? It only works if you say Roitzani. Now, this idea that if you force a man to be Mekadesh and Isha, the Kedushin should be Chal, is based on what? It's based on Rav Huna's Halach. It's based on the Sugya of Toyu V'Zavin, Zvine Zvini. And obviously the Rambam held that it's not only true for someone that was forced to sell something that he didn't want to sell, but it's also true for someone that was forced to be Mekadesh and Isha when he wasn't really interested in being Mekadesh to Isha. Zok the Ravid, that although it's true, it works, but there's a very important Tanai. The Tanai is that the man has to say Roitzani. And if he doesn't say Roitzani, then this Halach is not going to be true. Now, what's the makar that the husband should have to say roitzani? It's also based on the sugya in Cheskes Abatim. Right, the Gemara brought a brisa. If you have a man that has to bring a carbon and he doesn't want to bring the carbon, so we learn from a pasuk, it says, Yakrav oisei lirtzoinoi koifen oisei atsheyei meroitzani. Or there's a man that has to give a get and he doesn't want to give the get. Koifen oisei atsheyei meroitzani. So says the Ravid, even though you find this idea that you can sometimes force a person to do something he doesn't want to do, oh, but the lashon of the Gemara is koifen oisei atsheyei meroitzani. So here too, for who sheyoy meroitzani? And if you don't say roitzani, it's not going to be chal. The Magid Mishnah asks on the Ravid that the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Yud, when he brings the halach of Rav Huna of Toyu V'Zavin Zvine Zvini, also doesn't utter a breath, doesn't mention one word about having to say roitzani. And over there, the Ravid was not masig Amr Avram for who sheyoy meroitzani. Why isn't it that in Hilchas Ishos, when the Rambam was discussing a man that was forced to be Mekadosh and Isha, that he didn't want to be Mekadosh, based on the sugi of Toyu of Zavin Zvini Zvini, said the Rambam, Harezu Mekudeshes. The Ravid said, Rambam, you left out a very important part. But in Hilchas Mechiru, when the Rambam brought this halacha, there the Ravid didn't insert and comment to the Rambam, Rambam, you left out a very important part. Reb Shach in Avi Ezri, right here, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. And this is a Reb Shach that we spoke out when we learned Daf Mem Ches. It's the same exact shtickle. It's the other part of that shtickle, says. It's Muchach in the Ravid, that the Ravid had no problem with the fact that the Rambam didn't say Vushayoy Meroitzani in Hilchas Mechira. He only had a problem with the fact that the Rambam didn't say Vushayoy Meroitzani in Hilchas Ishos. In other words, even the Ravid who's being masik on the Rambam and feels what happened to Roitzani, he's only being masik in Hilchas Ishos by Kedushin Avadi in Roitzani Rambam. But in Hilchas Mechira, das artem nish. The question is why. So says Rav Shach, and this is the part that we spoke at already, behektim, that the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Chof in Hilchas Ekeirish, and brings the halacha that if somebody is obligated to divorce his wife and he doesn't want to give the get, so we can force the person to give the get. In fact, the Rambam, I understand. How could you force a person to give a get? At the end of the day, if he doesn't want to give the get, so it's not being done midas. And a get has to be given midas. What's the question? How could you force a person to give a get if he doesn't want to really give the get? And the Rambam says, a shtickle Torah for the ages, the Rambam says that this person is obligated to give a get. Which means that deep down, his rots and pnimi, like the Chassam Sofer said, is to really give the get. Aye, he's kicking and he's screaming that he doesn't want to give the get. Yitzra who should talk for Yalov. And Yitzra is on say right now, he's being forced by his Yitzhara to say that he doesn't want to do something that really he does want to do. So when we force him to give the get, it's not the pshat we're forcing him to do something he doesn't want to do. To the contrary, we're forcing him to do something that he does want to do. We're removing ba'inis, this impediment of him being able to do what his rotz and pnimi really is to do. But either way, ashtikul teirah zok derambam avada, when a person gives a get, really he means to give a get. So we spoke out the Reb Shach and Reb Nochin b'shem Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz and really the Nesivas and Simen Reishei and the Chem Deshloim and the Tshuva. They all ask on the Rambam. I understand the Rambam needed a shtikul teirah to explain why if somebody gives a get b'kfir, the get's going to be a get because his rotz and pnimi is really to give a get. Rav Huna said tol you of his oven zvine zvini because agavun sigamer amaknas. It is a svar of agavun sigamer amaknas. So why is that svar in of itself not enough? And oh, by the way, by agavunsi gomer amakta, you don't have the Rambam shtickle Torah, and still you see it works. So if you see it works by mekach memka without the shtickle, because no ratzon pnimi to sell something, like that's something that if you want to do, do. You don't want to do, don't do. That's a voluntary act. So how could the Rambam say a shtickle Torah to explain v'chein at the moitzav v'gitei noshim? That shtickle Torah is not true when it comes to Mekach HaMemka. And still you see Toyu V'zav and Zvine Zvini. So if that's the case, you don't need a shtickle Torah. So Pasha Pshat, what's going on in this Rambam? So the G'dayli Achreinim all said that it's Muchach that the Rambam held that the Svar of Agav Unzi Gomer Amakke in and of itself works for Mekach HaMemka, but it's not enough as it relates to Hilchas Gerishim. And the reason is based on something that the Rambam himself says right in the beginning of Hilchas Gerushin. The Rambam says, "Asara dvarim hein ikra gerushin min atayr ve'elu hein." And the first thing that the Rambam says is ikra gerushin is shelo yigarish ha'ish ela b'tzaynay. That a man that gives a get has to want to give the get. And if he doesn't want to give the get, the get's not a get. And the Rambam brings the Makar. He says, what's the Makar? And the Rambam starts listing them. Number one, what was the first thing the Rambam said? Shalei garish ish ala b'tzoyne. Shenemar, it says, v'hoyim loy simtzachem be'enov, v'kosav lo seifek krisis v'nasav yodah b'shulcham b'beisai. Im loy simtzachem be'enov, melameid she'enem garish ala b'tzoyne. V'im niskarish shalei b'tzoyne, enem agureshes. Zok the Rambam, that from the fact that the Torah tells a whole story, a whole tale, in terms of why this man divorced his wife, it's a raya that the only time to get is a get is if you really wanted to give her the get. V'hoyim loy simtzachem be'enov, he wants to divorce his wife, then the kosla sefer krisis v'nasim yada, the get's going to be a get. But otherwise, the get's not going to be a get. So say the G'dayli Achroinim, it's mavu in the Rambam, that the Rambam held that in addition to the regular din of das that every single transaction requires. When it comes to gerushin, there's another tanai, and that is shloigarish ha'ish ela b'tzaynai. And that additional tanai is learned out from a separate pasuk, v'hayim loisimtzachem be'enim. Right. Just to speak this out again. Because if the Rambam here in the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin means das, then the Rambam wouldn't need a new makar to tell me that the husband has to have das when he divorces his wife. You can't buy or sell anything without das, right? So obviously you have to have das. The Teretz says the Rambam means a new halacha. And that new halacha is true in Gerushin. That new halacha is not true in Hilchos Kinyanim. What is this halacha? Why is this different? Because in Kol HaTorah Kulo, all you need is agavunse gomer amakna. You have to have das. Over here, you have to have rotzen. In other words, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, in order to effectuate a transaction, you have to have das. In order to effectuate a transaction, when it comes to gerushin, it's not enough that you have das. In addition to das, you also have to have rotzen. What's the difference between das and rotzen? Das is consent. Rotzen is willingness. It's not the same thing. Consent, yes, I'm checking off the box. Begrudgingly, but I'm checking off the box. As opposed to rotzen, which is willingness. It's some level of enthusiasm. Yes, this is something that I want to do. There's a difference between consenting to do something begrudgingly and actually having rotzen and willingness to do it. The Rambam was mechadish in the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin that when you give a get, it's not enough that you consent to the get. You have to have willingness. And it's learned that from a special pasuk. Says again, the Rosh Hashiva and the Gedolei Achronim, that's the Pshan in the Rambam. Avada Ravuna said, "Tol you v'zavin zvinei zvini." And for that, all you need to do is check off the box of das. You have to make sure you were going with das on this transaction. And for that, Ravuna said, "Agavun zegomer amakti." That's enough to constitute gemiras das. And it's for that reason that in of itself is going to be okay. But in Hilchos Gerushin, the Rambam l'shitasoi, who holds that it's not enough. You have das. You also have to have rotzen. So there, the Rambam was bothered with a kachshu. There, the Rambam says, "I understand." Agavun but rotzoin? There's no way that this is true for rotzen as well. Elamai, you're going to say rotzeni? You can stand on your head and say rotzeni. At the end of the day, if you don't want it, then you don't want it. That's why the Rambam had to say shtikl Torah. And what was the Rambam shtikl Torah? The Rambam shtikl Torah was that your rotzen pnimi really is that you want to listen to the chachamim, and as a result, really you do want to give a get, and that's how you're going to satisfy your rotzeni. And we said that the achreinim say that it's very meduyik in the Rambam. Because in Ilchas Mechira, when the Rambam brings the halacha of toyu v'zavin zvini zvini, he doesn't say you have to say Roitzani. And in Hilchas Gerushin, the Rambam does say you have to say Roitzani. Because in Hilchas Mechira, you don't need Rotzoin. All you need is Das. So what do you have to say Roitzani for? In Hilchas Gerushin, the Rambam L'shitasoi holds, you need Rotzin in addition to your Das. Being that you need Rotzin, so then you would have to say Roitzani. And the whole Shtikl Torah, Perek Beis Halacha Chof, is coming to be Miyashiv. You said Roitzani, but let's be honest, you didn't mean it. Kamash Malon, the Rambam Shtikl Torah. But it's Mavur. Coming back to Reb Shach, said Maron, that there's a fundamental difference between what level of consent you have to have for a transaction of mekach u'memker nature, and what level of consent you have to have for a get. For a regular transaction, all you have to have is das. For a get, you have to have rotzen. So said Reb Shach, what would be the halacha by kedushin? Kedushin, u'isha nikdis. You learn in Masechtas Kedushin. In order to be party to a marriage transaction, would it be sufficient to have das, or would you have to have rotzen? So says Reb Shach, lefum riata, you would say that if you have to have rotzen by gerushin, you have to have rotzen by Kedushin as well. And the reason is because throughout Masechtas Gittin, throughout Masechtas Kedushin, there's a hekesh that compares Kedushin and Gerushin, it's the hekish of the yotz of a hoysa. And if that's the case, said Rav Shach, it's very, very mistaber that in addition to the din das that you have to have by Kedushin, you have to have rotzen as well. And the emes is, Rav Shach said, if you look carefully at the Rambam says in the first. The Rambam says, Eino isha miskadeshes, elo lirtzoyna. Eina isha miskadeshes elo l'daita. So namal ritzoina and daita interchangeable. But when you're holding in the nuance, it's very, very different. There's a difference between ritzoin and das. The way all the achrayim learn up the Rambam sheet and the sugi of Tolu v'zavin zvinei zvini. So if the Rambam said eina isha miskadeshes elo l'ritzoina, that means what the Rambam saying is that there's a din ritzoin when it comes to kedushin. Now the Rambam saying it b'negei isha, but the same is true b'negei the ish. That means it's not enough that you have das, you have to have rotzin as well. So zok ripshach, that's why when the Rambam brought the halacha of tol yuv hazavin in hilchis kedushin, now the Rambam only says a minigay the ish. Good, that's a separate shmuz. Avalo ishon su, atche kidesh bal korchaya rezo mekudeshes, zok the raivin om avram vushayay meroitzani. Frank the Maganishna, why did the raivin make this comment in hilchis ishus? Why did the raivin not make this comment in hilchis mechira when the Rambam brought the halacha tol yuv hazavin? The teretz is poshet, lefi anal. It's because in hilchis mechira all you need is das. So if in hilchis mechira all you need is das, so there's no reason to bring it in hilchis mechira. Because if there, all you need is the agav unzi gamra makna, you have the agav unzi gamra makna. But when it comes to issues, there it's not enough that you have das. Here you have to have rotzen as well. If over here you have to have rotzen as well. So here's zok deraivit, what happened to roitzani? In other words, the Rambam l'shitosoi, who said that you have to have roitzani in hilchis gerishin. So here too you should have to have roitzani. Why do you have to have roitzani in hilchis gerishin? It's based on the 10 tanam of gerishin. The first of which is, shlo yigarish shalom. If that's the case for Yotzev Ahoysa, Zok Rapshach, Kedushin's going to have to be the same way. Zok Deraivit, Om Avram, Vushayim, and Reitzani. Freak the Maganishna, why didn't you say it in Hilchas Mechira? It's Pasha why you didn't say it in Hilchas Mechira. The reason you didn't say it in Hilchas Mechira is because in Hilchas Mechira there is no thing you have to have Reitzani. It's Tafke here that you have to have Reitzani. And that's why the Raivit's comment was, Rambam, what happened to Reitzani? That's the Raivit's Kasha. What happened to Reitzani? And by the way, the Kasha of what happened to Reitzani is a very good Kasha. It's not just Rambam, what happened to Reitzani. I think the kasha is tiefer than that. It's, if you have to say Reitzani, your lishitosa are going to be stuck. Because the Rambam had to say a shtickle Torah in Perek Beis, Halacha Chof and Hilchis Geirishin, to explain how the Reitzani works. It's based on the Ratzon Pnimi. That Ratzon Pnimi you're not going to have in Hilchis Kedushin. So Kubi, that's an oimek in the Raivitz Kasha. Vushiyoyim Reitzani is not just Rambam. How do you forget about Reitzani? Right? Add those words. It's if you need Reitzani, that means there's a din Ratzon, the way Rav Chach is explaining it. And if there's a din Ratzon, then you're going to have your Kasha in Perek Beis, Halacha Chof in Hilchis Gerushin. Where do you have Ratzon if you were forced into it? And your Teretz was a Shtikl Teira. That Musa Shmuz doesn't work in Kedushin. Right? Because she's not. He's not obligated to marry this woman. So if he's not obligated to marry this woman, I think the Raivitz Kasha, Shach doesn't speak this out, but it's Pasha. Of Ushniyam and Reitzani, he's not just a Kasha. Rambam, you forgot to say the words Reitzani. I think it's a Kasha on the Rambam. It's Bukhari, you should have to say Reitzani. And if you have to say Reitzani, then Reitzani is not going to work. So then your whole Psak Halacha shouldn't be a Halacha. Meaning, not, I agree with your Halacha, Rambam, you should just have to say Reitzani. It's more than that. You should have to say Reitzani, and Avifli, you should have to say Reitzani. The Reitzani shouldn't work because you can have your Kasha and Perek Beis Halacha Chav and Hilchis Gerushin without your Teretz. Beis Hashem, there's going to be a part two to this Reitzani.